This thing is not going to disappear. It's not going to be eradicated, and it's not going to be eliminated. So it's going to be around, you know, for the foreseeable future. So it is likely that we will require an intermittent, likely at the same time as we get a flu vaccine. It is very likely that the similar situation we'll be experiencing with COVID, namely getting a booster shot once a year, probably at the same time as we get an influenza shot.
And getting your booster dose remains the best way to boost your immunity to protect yourself and your loved ones against the virus and its variants.
COVID cases have spiked by 10% in the past week, with the latest variant Kraken emerging as the more dominant strain. Infectious disease experts say it is a timely reminder to check if you're eligible for your next vaccine booster.
Rays radio announcer Dave Wills died early Sunday morning, the team announced in a statement. He was 58 years old. Dave was an outstanding broadcaster, a great friend and an even better person, Rays owner Stuart Sternberg said in a statement released by the team. Wills had taken time off towards the end of the 2022 season due to a heart issue, but he returned for the playoffs and continued with his play-by-play responsibilities.
The Kentucky Office of Rural Health, KORH, announced that its director, Ernie Scott, died unexpectedly at his home on Sunday. Scott served as co-director for 11 years. He also served as principal investigator for Kentucky's State Offices of Rural Health program. The news of Ernie's death has extremely devastated and saddened the hearts of many, including family, loved ones, all who had the privilege of meeting him.
Tom Dease, the longest-tenured member of the Fox 13 News team, died Thursday at the age of 57. Journalists from throughout the area tweeted their condolences Friday. Dease was married to his wife, Kathy, and had three children, Amelia, Ally, and Austin. In January, Ally Dease created a GoFundMe to raise money for Dease as he was recently hospitalized and had been diagnosed with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis.
Just hours ago, we learned that one of Georgia's newest members of the State House of Representatives has died. Tish Nagusi won a seat during last November's general election. The Democrat was elected to serve Georgia's 68th district, covering parts of Fulton and Fayette counties. Her campaign website says she was a graduate of Clayton State University, where she earned a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. And then she then went on to Emory University to become a certified paralegal. Governor Brian Kemp releasing a statement saying despite her short time in Georgia's legislature, she cared deeply for the people of Fayetteville and the surrounding area. No cause of death has been released.
The family of legendary singer and Johnson County native Lynn has suffered another heartbreaking loss. The Lynn family announced Monday Loretta's longtime assistant and dear friend, Tim Cobb, has died. He was Loretta's assistant for about 30 years, beginning in 1982, and was thought of as part of the family. He designed Loretta's iconic gowns, was the curator of her museum, and helped take care of Loretta at her ranch in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. His death comes less than 6 months after the Queen of Country died at the age of 90. Cobb's cause of death was not released.
Ben Siegfried, a former college football player and recent XFL trainer, was found dead on Thursday. Siegfried was 22 years old. The XFL family mourns the loss of our teammate, Ben Siegfried, who passed away, the league said in a statement. No cause of death was immediately announced. Siegfried died at the team's hotel, according to local news reports in St. Louis.
Rapper Kostadic suddenly passed away at the age of 28 after collapsing on stage while performing at a show in South Africa. The news of his demise was announced in an Instagram post shared by his family. The family wrote that death tragically knocked at their door and robbed them of their beloved son, brother, and grandson. As the clips continued to make the rounds online, they sparked fears about possible COVID-19 vaccine-related deaths. However, it is not known if Kostadic was vaccinated prior to his untimely demise. No immediate cause of his death was announced at the time of writing.
This morning, the Savannah Regional Film Commission is mourning the loss of its executive director. Aaron Frazier died unexpectedly back on Friday. The Economic Development Authority made the announcement last night. Frazier helped launch Conan O'Brien's late night show and wrote for Saturday Night Live. She leaves behind her three children and her husband.
Much as you try to bury it, the truth is out there. Greater than your lies, the truth wants to be known. You will know it. It'll come to you, as it's come to me, faster than the speed of light.